You know how when you click on an unknown link and suddenly a bunch of ads start popping up all over your screen like weeds? Okay, this story is about a really crazy version of that. It happened to the world's friend, Alina Simone, really to her mom. It involves a computer virus called ransomware. If you click on an infected attachment, ransomware takes over your computer, and like the name suggests, it holds your files hostage unless you pay. Here's Alina with a tale of virtual blackmail.
When my mother called me to rant that some evildoers had locked up all our files and were demanding a ransom, I just figured she was going on about her latest computer crisis. She wasn't. She told me to Google the words crypto wall virus, and I realized, yeah, she was serious. Crypto wall hackers had seized control of her files, and they also sent a message that she had 1 week to send them $500, in bitcoins no less, for a key that would unlock them all. Which is how I found myself at a Bitcoin ATM housed inside an old phone booth in a shared office space in Brooklyn. The name of this Bitcoin provider is CoinCafe, and it's the outfit the hackers refer their victims to, right in their ransom note. John Ha is the founder, and he's aware that this whole thing makes CoinCafe look shady.
Sometimes our customers get really suspicious. They're like, are you making this virus? And then you set up this whole other Bitcoin business to like get money from us. And we're like, no, we didn't. I mean, we're not sitting here making viruses.
Though they are making a small profit from them. Still, John says he and the other guys at Bitcoin Cafe actually urge people not to cooperate.
You know, you're just funding criminal activity, basically. We know, but I have no choice, basically. And it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's just like heart-wrenching.
Victims like my mom pay because there's no way to crack this thing. Experts are calling CryptoWall 2.0 the AIDS of computer viruses. It's so bad that some police departments with infected PCs have opted to pay the ransom. Okay, so if the Bitcoin guys aren't the enemy, who is?
In this case, most of the people perpetrating this, we believe, are in the former Soviet republics.
That's Chester Wisniewski, a senior security advisor at Sophos. He's part of the working group collaborating with the FBI to catch the crypto wall hackers. For Chester, the reasons these countries seem to breed vicious malware are pretty clear.
The Soviet Union had a phenomenal computer science education system that taught the basics really, really well, which developed very strong programming skills in a lot of people. And in most of those former Soviet republics, the economy has been a shambles for the last 10 or 15 years. And I think a lot of people are just turning to the dark side and using their skills because they're trying to eke out a living.
You might think it wouldn't be that hard to track down these online Voldemorts. Yes and no, says Chester. It's all about international cooperation.
If Eastern European authorities cooperated more closely with their Western counterparts, I think we could probably shut this down. In the current political climate, since the happenings in Ukraine, etc., are not in suggesting that it's going to get any better anytime soon.
As for my mom, it turned out her misadventure in malware wasn't over. She did pay the ransom in bitcoins, but by the time I got home from the ATM, she'd received another message saying her ransom had been doubled and the 500 in bitcoins she'd paid was gone. Frantic, she turned to the guys at CoinCafe for advice. And they suggested something pretty surprising. They told her to get in touch directly with the CryptoWall hackers using their message interface to plead her case, just like any disgruntled customer. So she did. And defying all expectation, the hackers cut her some slack. They sent my mom her decryption key, which I suppose is a happy story. Now, excuse me while I go back up all my files. For the World, I'm Alina Simone from New York.
If you want to see Alina's tips for protecting yourself against CryptoWall, come on over to PRI.org.